Greetings, 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 my dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information, and you are listening to the Mind of God program, emanating from thinkaboutit.org. And on this program, the Mind of God program, we are climbing up into the mind of God, the mind of Christ, so that we may find ourselves endeavoring to organize for freedom, justice, and equality. The kingdom of God in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth. And we are willing, ready, and able to ally ourselves with any and all political, religious, and revolutionary organizations as we together, as we said, organize for freedom, justice, equality, the kingdom of God in heaven right here, right now, on this earth. Our beautiful sister Venice is our producer, helper, engineer, facilitator, and coordinator of this website. The date of this recording is October 17th, 2010, the weekend of the 15th anniversary of the Million Man March. It was 15 years ago that my mission in the struggle crystallized for me. And I give thanks and praise for the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and the Million Man March. And he spoke today, and he spoke like he has never spoken before, and I say that all the time of my brother minister. You may contact me by emailing YAHLOVE, YAHLOVE, YAHLOVE at Comcast.net. And as we do, every time we come together, let us as Africans, that is a compilation of three words, carrying the meaning of houses for the spirit and soul of the Almighty. And any and all of you, no matter your color, national origin, gender, ethnicity, religious, philosophical affiliation, have the potential, all of us have the potential to be houses for the spirit and soul of the Almighty. So as Africans, let us give thanks and praises unto the Most High. All praises are due unto the Father, the Almighty Creator, in the African Hebrew language. Father is referred to as Abba. In the African Arabic language, Father is referred to as Allah, A-L-L-A-H. In Egypt, Father is known as Amen, the hidden and unseen Father. In the Native American tradition, Father is known as the Great and the Grand Father. Also giving praises to our wonderful and beautiful and precious Mother, the Holy Spirit, the Almighty Creatress. Mother Holy Spirit is referred to in the book of Proverbs in the feminine and given the feminine title of wisdom. That word in the African Hebrew language is chokmah, and it is a word denoting and referring to a feminine entity, in this case, Mother Holy Spirit. In the Living Bible translation of St. Matthew chapter 1 and verses 19 and 20, we learn that she, our beautiful and wonderful and precious Mother, the Holy Spirit, conceived Jesus. It is only the female, the feminine quality, that conceives. The male begets, but the female conceives. Holy Spirit is our mother. Mother Holy Spirit is not only the mother of Jesus, but she is our mother as well. Mother of creation, mother of the universe, as Father is Father of creation, the universe, and our Father. In the African Hebrew language, the name and title of our mother, the Holy Spirit, are Ruach HaKadosh. And the word Kadosh is a word that refers to a entity that is living and is holy. The word Ruach is a word denoting denotes the feminine. This word is feminine and it means spirit. So once again, we understand that Holy Spirit is feminine and is our mother. In the African Arabic language, her name is Illa. And our Islamic sisters and brothers say, Ashadu Illa, Illaha Il, Allah. And there you hear Illa, the mother, together with Allah, the father, in the Islamic phrase. Ashadu Illa, Illaha Il, Allah. Because mother and father have come together out of the spirit of love that they have given birth to give birth to creation, the universe, and the human family. In Egypt, Mother Holy Spirit is known as Amenet, the hidden and unseen mother. In the Native American tradition, Mother Holy Spirit is known as the great and the grand mother. So sisters and brothers, I greet you. In the name and title of our Lord and Savior, the African Revolutionary Hebrew Messiah, Jesus the Christ. In the African Hebrew language, his name and title are Yahshua HaMashiach. And believe it or not, Christ has this day been revealed and manifested in the personality of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I of Ethiopia, the 225th king in the 3,000-year-old Solomonic dynasty. Emperor Haile Selassie I Rastafari was crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, November 2nd, 1930. So we say Jah Rastafari Haile Selassie I as Jesus Christ's new names in these last days of judgment in Babylon, this American Empire, Roman, British, and American, and Babylon Empire. This is to teach us that Christ desires to be revealed and manifested within our personalities. Because, sisters and brothers, this makes our names the new names of Jesus Christ in fulfillment of the book of Revelation chapter 3 and verse 12, which teaches us that Christ in the last days would rise up in the personality of those sisters and brothers who understand that it is time for us to rise up and overthrow this wicked, no good, rotten system, this Babylon mentality of bloodshed and warfare, overthrow it within our minds and overthrow it within the society collectively. The Rastafari sisters and brothers don't say you and me. The Rastafari sisters and brothers say I and I. The first I signifying the Almighty I connected with the supreme I of ourselves. The second I referring to humanity or the human family and the creation. So I and I together as one I to make this society what it should be. In a God society, a society of freedom, justice, and equality for the whole of the human family and the whole of creation. That is the meaning of I and I. So all of us have that divinity within ourselves that we must tap into and awaken. And that is our mission. So we have the prayer. Now what I would like to do is continue to go into the book of Revelation. We are at chapter 1, verse 20. And we're going to continue with the message of Jesus, the revelation of Jesus. And as we are thinking of the revelation of Jesus, that word revelation comes from the Greek word that means apocalypse, apocalyptus, and the meaning is to uncover that which is hidden, uncover the wicked system, the lies and the falsehoods that have been given to us by this wicked Babylon system. So the revelation of Jesus Christ uncovers the truth that we may understand. So with that, let us go quickly to a few current affairs. And the first current affair I want to go to is once again this fraud, the fraudulent behavior of banks like Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, Chase Manhattan, AIG and whatnot, with the foreclosures of houses. And my headlines are normally taken from Democracy Now, www.democracynow.org. Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez are the hosts, and I give thanks and praise to the Most High for them. So on the October 12th edition of Democracy Now, one of the main stories that they dealt with, not just the headline, but one of the main stories that they dealt with, news items that they dealt with, is titled, "As Fraud Scandal Grows, White House Opposes National Moratorium on Foreclosures." A coalition of as many as 40 state attorneys general is expected to announce Wednesday, that's this past week, the 13th of October, a joint investigation into the recent revelations that major lenders have committed fraud while forcing thousands of people out of their homes. While senior congressional Democrats have joined the calls for a national moratorium on foreclosures, the White House, the Obama White House, is arguing against punishing the industry. We speak, this is Amy Goodman, to Democratic Representative Ed Towns of New York. Sisters and brothers, to have a home, a place to live, is a human right given to us by the Most High Creator and the Most High Creatress. Every human being on the planet has a right to live in a home or an apartment. The banks, and I refer you to the October 16th edition of Webster Tarpley, and I'm going to have that in my summary on GCN, Genesis Communication Network, I believe is the name of that. Webster Tarpley on GCN. And I refer you to Flashpoints. This is going to be in my summary. Flashpoints, where the Webster Tarpley is October 16th, 2010 edition of GCN.com. And Flashpoints, March 18th, 2009. Catherine Austin Fitz and Dennis Bernstein. Go to those two places, and we will come to understand even better that the banks got together, purposefully committed fraud domestically and outside of America, foreign and domestic, committed fraud on citizens of America, and committed fraud by bundling fraudulent mortgages and selling them overseas to overseas investors in foreign territories. The banks purposefully committed these fraudulent acts to destroy black and brown neighborhoods, to continue to facilitate fictitious money so that they may coordinate and organize CIA special ops operations to destroy people in the third world, take land, wealth, and resources, destroy overseas investors. So you would think that the Obama White House would side with the people and call for a freeze on foreclosures so that people may stay in their homes and not be thrown into the streets. But we see that the Obama White House has sided with Wall Street, has sided with the banks. He has sided with the mortgage companies and sided against the people. It's time for us to wake up and stand up for the truth, stand up for ourselves, and understand that the Obama White House is controlled by the same ruling class elites, Rothschilds and Oppenheimers, Illuminati, Masonic Order, these same ones that control the Republican Party. We're going to have to realize this so that we may go ahead and organize for what we know is right for the human family. The next issue I would like to deal with, these are past news items, current affairs, hundreds of thousands protest in Paris over austerity cuts. Large-scale protests are continuing in Europe against planned budget cuts and sweeping economic reforms. In France, hundreds of thousands marched in Paris Saturday, this is a couple of weeks ago. Today's date that I'm recording this is October 17th, but this is in October. Marched Saturday, calling on President Nicolas Sarkozy to drop plans to raise the retirement age from 60 to 62. The Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, they just want people to suffer and die. They control the governments of the world. They control the world financial systems, banks and whatnot, and have given the directive to presidents and prime ministers and governments to squeeze the common people. So we're going to have to organize internationally. See, this is Paris, but I care about European sisters and brothers in Paris. I don't just care about black and brown. We care about the human family. Another current issue. We're just going to go through a few current issues before we take our first break at the half hour, at the end of near 30 minutes. 20 oil tankers bound for Afghanistan set on fire. In Pakistan, armed men have set on fire 20 oil tankers carrying supplies for NATO troops in Afghanistan. It was the third such strike on supply trucks since Friday. Last week, the Pakistani government blocked a NATO supply route after a cross-border helicopter mistakenly attacked and killed three Pakistani troops. Now this is so interesting because the Pakistani government has up to now totally worked with America and the NATO troops to kill sisters and brothers in Afghanistan. And we know all of this is fictitious. There's no war on terrorism. This is a war of terrorism to destroy the human family, to destroy third world people, sisters and brothers, sisters and brothers who are poor and middle class to take people's land, wealth, and resources. But because the helicopters made a mistake and killed three troops of Pakistani origin, now the Pakistani government has turned on the NATO supply trucks and are now blocking NATO supply routes. And armed men have set on fire, armed men of Pakistani descent, Pakistani origin, have set on fire 20 oil tankers carrying supplies for NATO troops. Now the government of America, the Obama administration, would have us to be angry at these Pakistani men for setting fire to oil tankers carrying supplies for NATO troops because they want us to buy into this war on terrorism, which is a war of terrorism, administered by the ruling class and families through NATO, through America, through Britain, through Israel, through the powers of Europe and America and so on. So we're not to buy into this. This is not our fight. And the NATO troops, they have sown hell and destruction, and now they're reaping what they have sown. We, as black and brown, red and yellow and poor white, need to hook up internationally and understand that the Pakistani sisters and brothers are victims, and the Afghani sisters and brothers of Afghanistan are victims, and this is all controlled and manipulated by the ruling class and ruling families. We're not to get angry because their troops are disconnected and being prevented from continuing to kill and destroy. Another current affair, current story, U.S. military loans drones to CIA for attacks in Pakistan. The Wall Street Journal reports that the U.S. military has begun loaning Predator and Reaper drones to the CIA to give the agency more firepower to carry out strikes inside Pakistan. A record number of CIA drone strikes were launched in September. The CIA, working together with the military, using Predator drones and Reaper drones to kill and destroy poor people. We're against this. We don't support this. We support the people. We support the sufferer. We support the oppressed. We do not support the oppressor. Blackwater wins a portion of a $10 billion State Department contract. Wired.com has revealed a shell company run by Blackwater has won a piece of a five-year $10 billion State Department contract to provide security services to diplomatic missions around the world. The shell company, International Development Solutions, is at least the 34th front company formed by Blackwater to help win government contracts. This is all connected to the CIA. The CIA, Blackwater is a front company for the CIA, and the Blackwater itself has changed its name to Z, I think it's spelled X-E, and they have created 30 and 40 front companies to win contracts to do what? Kill, steal, and destroy. Another issue. He's going through some current issues and current affairs and giving some commentary through the revelation of Jesus Christ. PSYOPs soldiers embedded in CBS affiliated TV stations. The news blog, The Upshot, has revealed the United States Army has used local CBS television affiliates in Georgia and North Carolina as training posts for some of its psychological operations personnel. Active duty soldiers worked at the stations WRAL and WTOC as part of the Army's Training with Industry program. The PSYOPS soldiers learned broadcasting and communications expertise that they could apply in their mission to influence the emotions, motives, and ultimately the behavior of foreign audiences. Look at how this is so wicked and diabolical. The CIA, the military, PSYOPS means psychological operations. CIA and military and FBI and Fraternal Order of the Police and TV stations all working together to learn how to influence the minds of people. When you watch TV, you have to think with the revelation of Jesus Christ. Jesus means justice. Christ means anointed to crush the wicked ruling class oppressor. You must think with a revolutionary mind when you look at TV so that you may read between the lines and understand the behind the scenes controller using TV hosts, using news hosts and anchors and news people to influence our emotions and push our buttons so that we may find ourselves maneuvered into supporting bloodshed and warfare, supporting that which is detrimental to our livelihood and the livelihood of our sisters and brothers abroad. The last issue I will deal with before we take this first break: Jewish settlers set Palestinian mosque ablaze. In the occupied West Bank, Jewish settlers set a Palestinian mosque on fire early this morning in the village of Beit Fahar, south of Bethlehem. The fire damaged part of the mosque and destroyed about a dozen copies of the Quran. Local officials say the fire was set by settlers who opposed calls for another freeze on settlement building in the West Bank. The Palestinian Authority condemned the arson, describing it as a serious escalation in settler violence against the Palestinians. On Saturday, Palestinian officials suspended talks with Israel unless Israel halts all building at West Bank settlements. So we see that the Israeli government facilitating the burning and destruction of Islamic mosques. You didn't hear about this on regular news. If you did, it was very quick. Do not want to cease building settlements on stolen land. The revelation of Jesus Christ causes us to be against such wicked action and to stand for the oppressed, in this case, the Palestinian people, and understand that regular Israelis are being used for such wickedness. We're going to take our first break, and I'll see you on the other side of the break.